The following broadcast of Talk Shop was recorded for broadcast at this time. Good morning. Today, joining us is Cody Rogitz from Humboldt County Aviation Department. Ha ha ha.
How you doing, Brian?
I'm just tickled I remembered where you came from. And you brought a buddy along.
I did. I brought Mr. Dennis Dunbar with me, and I'll let you ask him a few questions, or he can introduce himself a little bit.
Oh, I think we will probably go in that general direction.
All right.
After we ask the initial question.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, man, do I have to save that one for Stacy or not?
I didn't warn Dennis about this part
of
the show.
Okay. Well, then this will sneak up on him nicely. Why do we say a graduating lawyer has passed the bar?
Dennis?
Bar
is in your last name, so you should know this one.
I thought you were going to say bar was in his history.
I'm sure has something to do.
Well, you can bring that one back to him and say, you know.
Brian, it's early in the morning. Bar might be in his future today, but not in the past.
It's got to do something with literally passing a bar on your way home for a test. I don't know.
You want to take a shot?
That sounds good to me.
Yeah, I figured it might. To control rowdiness, a wooden bar was built across early courtrooms to separate the judge, lawyers, and other principal players from the riffraff seated in the public area. That bar, first used in the 16th century, also underlies the English word barrister, the lawyer who argues the case in court. When someone has passed the bar or has been called to the bar, it means he or she is now allowed into the closed-off area.
I was listening, but I was trying to figure out where I'd be in that scenario. I'd be part of the riffraff.
I think you
sure.
would be yeah. under.
I was just thinking, is it bad that my first thought went to an actual bar?
I think he'd be under the bar.
No, I'm too old to be out like that.
Oh, you think so, huh?
Oh, don't you know?
Yeah. Oh shoot! So why is Dennis here, and why'd you bring him out?
Well, Dennis, I was introduced to in sincerity this past December, and got to know him in person a little bit. But
so this is only a 3-month relationship?
Three, four? Well,
we've been talking
a
lot longer.
Yeah, okay. We have, but. Dennis,
now you can pick him out of the lineup.
Well, and I'm
looking at Dennis on this one.
Since
going back to under the bar here, buddy.
Since Miss Taylor Swift is like the most popular thing in the world right now, I'm going to throw Dennis under the bar. But no, in our conversations, I've equated Dennis to being the Taylor Swift of air show directors. And
really?
He said even his wife appreciated that joke. But no, Dennis ran two of the biggest air shows, or runs one of them still. But I'll let him talk about his pedigree when it comes to air shows. But he's here to help us set up the very first ever Rumble Over the Redwoods, we're calling it.
Sounds like a motorcycle.
Yeah, it does, but it's going to be really exciting. It's going to be August 10th and 11th in 2024 and hosted up at ACV, but we're really excited to be hosting that. And even me personally, I'm more excited to have Dennis really teaching me and the rest of the team how to set up a successful air show.
So that means that the parking lot's going to be taken care of by then, right? So you can handle the crowd?
We're trying. That's actually the parking lots that we're working on and you and I have talked about for, a year plus now?
Too long.
Yeah, too long. Anyways, those won't be a part of the equation because we'll actually have airlines still operating. We're not shutting them down or delaying them in any way, but those parking lots will be dedicated to the airline operations, parking for the air show. Actually, that's what Dennis is doing here, is helping me figure out where we set that up and
Clam
everything, everything else as far as the details. So, and he's, like I said, very, very talented on figuring all of those details out.
Well, okay, so with that intro, Dennis, I guess the bar is kind of in the middle level now.
yeah, Taylor Swift.
Yeah, you know, I'm just envisioning you in a dress like she had, and I'm just not seeing it, dude. You
know? Yeah, nobody wants to see.
Well, and what I'm really curious about is what the posters are going to look like now.
Yeah, we got to rethink. Yeah,
yeah, website. It's a whole different thing here.
We just approved the logo, and we're going to have to go rechange all that.
So if somebody says air show, Reno's the one that most folks in our area talk about. Is how does that stack up to what could be the potential here?
Well, there's a lot of potential here, but it's definitely going to be different than Reno. And as you know, the Reno air races, they're moving on. They're not going to be in Reno anymore. This will be the last year of an air show in Reno as part of that transition. But, you know, Reno was a fantastic experience as far as, you know, in the pinnacle of air racing. But there's a big difference between air racing and air shows.
So they're not always linked together.
No. In fact, it's very rare. Reno is kind of its own separate animal there with the air racing and everything. And what a great, you know, experience that was. But air shows are very different. It's, you know, it's not competitive like the racing was. Everything that we're doing at the air shows is rehearsed and repeated over and over again.
So kind of like a car show then?
Like a car show, but a lot more dynamic than a car show. You know, we're going to have folks flying aerobatics, and you're going to see some high speeds and different, you know, aircraft. It is a show. So we've got some great performers coming from all over the country to participate at this show. And it's it's definitely very different than Reno from that regards.
A military component to it?
There will be a military component to it, and this being our first year, and because of kind of the remoteness of this location, it limits some of the military assets that we'll be able to have. But we will have military assets here. We've already got some confirmations on some jets coming. You know, currently at the airport and everything, this venue doesn't support like the Blue Angels or Thunderbirds, but there are other type military demonstrations that we can put on.
Oh, just the current airplane. No, I don't even know you can call them airplanes anymore. Fighter planes.
Yeah.
That you have a F-16 come roaring through. It doesn't matter what, you know, the color of the helmet is of the guy flying it or the gal.
Exactly.
It's just, you know, or like those fly over the stadiums and you just kind of feel the percussion. Yeah.
So, we will have lots of flyovers as well. It's going to be a very warbird heavy air show.
And we'll talk about what that means when we come back. It's 8:19.
Murphy's Markets has everything you need to get through your day the healthy way. From drinks to snacks and everything in between, right now, Amy and Brian coconut water is only $1.99. Brew Dr. Kombucha drinks are also just $1.99. And Annie's homegrown products are $2.49. A 6-ounce Yoplait yogurt is only 79 cents. And don't forget about Chicken of the Sea tuna, 4 for $5. Get a boost for your day by stopping by Murphy's Markets, more than a grocer, your neighbor since 1971.
The following broadcast of Talk Shop was recorded for broadcast at this time. Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're at Talking Shop this morning with Dennis Dunbar and Cody Rogitz from, I guess, is it just going to be called the Rumble in the Redwoods?
Rumble over the Redwoods.
Over the Redwoods.
Yeah.
In the Redwoods would probably be more motorcycles.
Yeah, or like the, we're the MMA or the George Foreman and, you know, or... You know, that kind of thing. Yeah, there's got, okay, I got to noodle that one.
That'd be
for
the,
you
know, the
it may be too late, but I'm still going to noodle something.
The warbirds and their big round
rovers. Yeah. I had the experience of going to the Air War College, which I didn't appreciate at the time. And now it's like, can I go back, please? Yeah. But some of the gear that they have got is just extraordinary. I mean, even just sitting down, but we had the demonstration. It was an F-35, I think, that like flew right angles, came roaring across, and everybody's ooh and ah, and you know, And then it went up, and it was like a right-hand turn. Just took off. And things like that that are probably commonplace for military folks, we don't see. You know, we see the orange copters flying around, and every once in a while we'll see a contrail up above, you know, of some of the guys flying the coast. And that's about it. The exposure is going to be really fascinating.
And I think that's kind of why we're doing this. You know, Justin and the team here that want to put this show on, they want to bring aviation to Humboldt County. They want the folks here to learn and realize that, one, there's great employment opportunities in aviation right now. We have a pilot shortage, there's a mechanic shortage. These are good paying jobs.
I thought you were going to say director shortage.
was that towards my stature, Brian?
No.
But, you know, it's a great opportunity for, you know, kids of all ages, right, to come out to the airport to see something. Maybe they haven't had an opportunity to touch, feel, even smell before. You know, the air show is really very multi-sensory. It's neat. It's something that the kids here will be able to come out and immerse themselves in and hopefully get inspired. And
yeah, that's one of the things I think that I'm not a car guy at all. I mean, you know, people talk about the truck and I say, yeah, I know where the diesel goes and I know who changes the oil. Thank you very much. That's about it. But I'm sure airplane guys have geekies also. But the emotional connection, I think, can be as riveting, if not more so, than the guys that want to know the size of the tire on the airplane.
Absolutely. And like with these warbirds that are going to be coming to the show, you know, maybe we heard that, you know, your grandfather was a ball turret gunner on a B-17. Well, now you can actually see what that was and learn more about that. And so there is a big, you know,
connect.
It is. It's about connections. It's about inspiration.
Any truth to the rumor you're going to have an Apollo capsule?
I did not tell him that. Not at all. But tying together something Brian brought up and what Dennis is getting at here, as far as the inspiration, you know, Brian was telling the story about an aircraft or a modern jet, you know, doing a 90-degree bank straight up.
Something we don't think is even possible.
We don't think it's possible, but what's crazy is we're talking World War II a little bit here. There were aircraft that could do that in World War II. They didn't happen to have a jet engine, but a lot of those high-performance planes from that era, we're going to have multiple variants of those on display and a part of the show. And what's really cool when Dennis is talking about inspiring the next generation of aviators, whatever that might be, air traffic, mechanic, pilot, there's so many options for, you know, a future in this industry, is when you look at those airplanes from that World War II era, these were literally high school kids, you know, 18 years old that were hopping in these things, flying halfway around the world to a place they'd never even heard of before, and doing what they could to try to save the freedoms that we all enjoy today. And to see that as a high school age or college age kid nowadays, to me, if I think back to myself in that era,
kind of sobering,
age,
isn't it?
It's like, wow, yeah. I wish I would have had the opportunity to see these aircraft up close. I'm in my late 30s now, and I'm still
bringing
getting,
that up.
I'm still getting.
All right, I'm gonna take another shot at your stature.
No. I'm still getting giddy just thinking about this as we're talking about these airplanes being here, because I've seen them in other locations. But a lot of people in Humboldt haven't had that opportunity, and now we're bringing it right here, so it's right down the road, and they can come check it out.
You're not going to have the guy strapped onto a biplane, though, are you, standing on the wing?
We don't have a wing walker currently booked.
Good.
But we do have a...
Because you know what will happen? Yeah. Somebody will try to imitate it. Look, if they can do it on an airplane, I can do that in the back of the truck.
You have a truck, don't you, Brian?
Yeah. It's just the insurance policy I don't have that would work for that.
Right. Me either.
But you look at some of the history of this, and I don't know how big you can get with all the displays and stuff, but some of those early aviators, it was kind of like a death wish. Almost for a lot of them, if Clam Beach had been cleared off or the bluff there, I'm sure there would have been some folks taking a shot and yeah, we'd still see some remnants of what didn't work out quite so well.
For sure.
Yeah, there's certainly the pioneers. They were gutsy, and you know, it was. But we've come a long way as an air show industry. It's actually the, you know, the question always comes up about air show safety, because when there is an accident, you know, it's high. You know, it's all over the
media's all over, and people are there, and
but it's actually, you know, our safety record is the envy of the motorsports industry. We've got
you don't have them flipping like in the Daytona, huh?
And that's something we take very serious, and I think 70 years now we haven't had a spectator fatality at an air show because of the safety standards that we put in. You know, we have distances the airplanes have to fly from the crowd, aerobatic energy directed, so it is very safe.
Cool
what
stuff
we are doing.
It's 8:30.
I'm president.
This is the Lars Larson Show.
And these kids who come, they become Americans before a lot of Americans become Americans.
Now, here's your host, Lars Larson.
Hey there, it's Lars Larson. Join me for the Lars Larson Show, weeknights 10 to midnight. Honestly provocative talk radio on KINS.
The following broadcast of Talk Shop was recorded for broadcast at this time. Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:34. We're back talking shop this morning with Dennis Dunbar and Cody Rogitz about the, I guess we'd say upcoming, not a pending, air show in August that'll be out at, you're not going to use Murray? It's all going to be ACV?
Yeah, so we looked at that as an option, and again, I was talking a little earlier about Dennis's experience, which is over two decades now in this industry, and he's really a leader in the industry. And ACV gives us...
In spite of the Taylor Swift reference?
Because of that reference.
Oh, I see. Oh.
But no, it's ACV gives us an opportunity to bring in bigger and faster aircraft just because of the characteristics on the airfield, so a longer runway, and also the surrounding area as well. And when Dennis was talking about safety, that surrounding area and the space we have between the airport or the main runway and the surrounding community allows us to bring in some of those faster aircraft to, again, really try to inspire that crowd.
What gets you excited, Dennis?
It always has been for me, and it remains this day, seeing the kids' reactions to things. I enjoy, there's certain performers, you know, in their routine. I like to kind of look at the crowd and say, hey, we got that one hooked. That kid's going to be a pilot, right? I enjoy that. The 20-plus years doing this, 24, 25 years, whatever, that's always been true. And while a lot of the performers and different kind of new, you know, demo debuts of this demo and that, those are exciting at the time. Really, when it all comes back down to it, it's the people I meet on the road in various communities. That's always fun. And then just that lasting impact I think we have. I think we make a positive difference on the communities that we put these in at. You know, we were talking about athletes and sports and Taylor Swift before the interview,
A lot on the Taylor Swift, folks. don't worry, I've not gotten off the deep end.
But the one thing I will say is that everyone we're bringing in town to be on this show, those are role models that your kids can look up to that aren't going to let them down. They're not going to disappoint them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good Americans. Yeah.
Where are the manufacturers in this? Does the Boeings of the world or whoever the manufacturers were of those eras, do they support these things also?
They do to an extent. Like we're not going to have like Boeing sponsorship here.
No, but provide equipment or some background or stories.
Like we've got two EA-18 Growlers that we know are coming right now. Those are like F-18s, but electronic warfare variants. They're just identical.
Okay,
those are
like
Boeing built.
Drones?
Right? Nope, No, they're F-18s just like you saw in Maverick.
Yeah.
But they have but they're dedicated more to electronic attack than fighters. But they
which
look
means
identical.
They don't have a pilot?
No, no. They actually have two pilots. They have a pilot and then a guy in back that jams all the bad guys.
Oh, so he's playing with electronics, but he's still on board.
Absolutely.
Rather than, it was one of the things at the Air War, they were just starting to talk about drones.
And he starts playing with the enemy's
and
electronics.
And remoteness of it all, and, you know, through the satellites, and I don't think, no, I'm not sharing anything that I shouldn't, but how things have changed.
Yeah.
You know, the electronics isn't just the computers or the engine.
Right.
It has to do with the payload and the exciting stuff.
Absolutely. But we'll have manufacturers from, you know, Boeing aircraft represented to Boeing aircraft as far back as, you know, the B-17. We've got aircraft from, companies that aren't even around anymore that are going to be here or have been absorbed by others, right?
Is there a lot of restoration?
Oh, there is. In fact, goes on. A lot of the warbirds that we're going to have here have been through restoration at some point in their career, right? And including, you know, Justin's, who's are, you know, being restored as well. So we've got a wide variety of very nicely restored aircraft that are going to be at this show, in addition to the civilian performers and the military that'll be there.
Are the Coasties involved with this, Cody?
Yeah, we're working on getting that set up with the leadership up at Sector Humboldt Bay. Up there at ACV.
Not to interrupt, but I like to have the Coasties involved everywhere. They saved my life when I was 6 months old, so I'm a big fan of the Coast Guard. So.
Water or medical?
It was water. It was a boat. I was on a boat when I was 6 months old, and they rescued us. So.
Oh, very cool. Yeah. It's. I think it would be a grand opportunity for them to kind of be highlighted because
it is.
Other than because of the proximity of their living arrangements.
Yeah.
Yeah, we see them here in Lafayette. School sees the benefit of that, and flying, buzzing around in the helicopter. But other than that, I don't think they get their justice due.
They don't. They're so top notch, and put themselves in harm's way. They just ultimate professionals. So yeah, we definitely want to focus on the Coast Guard.
Yeah, they have confirmed they will definitely be there. They'll be a part of it. We definitely want to have that local aspect . The Coast Guard's been present here in Humboldt for, I don't even know, probably pushing 80 or 100 years.
Yeah, how far back run into the lighthouses.
Yeah, so, that's going to be a part of it for sure. The other local angle that we're trying to bring to the show is having Cal Fire participate as well. Of course, they're based not up at ACV, but down at the Ronerville Airport, just outside of Fortuna. And they do great work each and every year to protect our entire community from that threat that sadly is annual now in the wildfire area. So they are not a guarantee that they'll be available because they might be carrying that mission out. we're definitely working towards that and planning to try to have them participate if Mother Nature will allow them to do so.
CHP? They're fixed wing?
Yeah, we might try that too.
I think it's out of Reading, isn't it?
Yeah, they have a small aircraft based out of Reading that they don't speed in that pickup we talked about earlier up and down the I-5 over there.
You mean the one that you have that person standing in the truck bed on?
Yeah.
That one.
It's hard to hide Brian. He stands so far above the cab. But anyways.
I'm called wind drag at that point.
Yeah.
Brian, we have had skydivers land in the bed of moving pickup trucks in air shows.
Before. On purpose?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They're former Navy SEALs.
Oh. I'm not sure you can. Can you say former?
That's true. That's right.
Yeah.
Once you're a SEAL, you're always a SEAL.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's only 2 days for this thing, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that as long as you can get the gear? Or is that as long as you were able to?
It's just a traditional air show format. Friday's a rehearsal day, and then Saturday, Sunday will be open to the public. So
if you wanted to park at Clam Beach, you could see some of the excitement.
But here's the thing about that.
That's
cool. There's doing these all over the country. There's always somewhere that people can find a place. But you're really missing out on the experience. It's not that expensive.
Oh, no, not to replace the other one. just if you're a geek and you just really want to see as much as you can and take it all in. It's kind of like going to the Exploratorium or natural history museums.
But
you know you can't see it all at one shot.
So much on the ground, you're missing the music, the narration.
No, you got to be there.
The interaction with the folks. You're cheating the kids if you don't come in there.
Yeah.
You're going to do an all-day pass, right? Or an all-weekend pass?
Well, yeah, we'll charge you double, too.
Unless I end up in the back of your truck. And KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:43.
Hearty and healthy foods are abundant at Murphy's Markets. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Chuck Roast is now $5.99 a pound. USDA Choice New York Strip Steak, $15.99 a pound. And USDA Grade A Boneless Skinless Chicken Thighs are only $3.99 a pound. Complement this with a Greek salad, now just $7.99 a pound, topped with Kraft salad dressing for only $3.75 for a 16-ounce bottle. Murphy's Markets, more than a grocer, your neighbor since 1971.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:47. We're back talking shop this morning with Kogi.
I've been called worse.
Kogi Rogers and Dennis Dunbar about the upcoming air show this summer. Why August? Is that a good time for the scheduling? Is it a good time because of the weather, because of the airplanes availability and the displays? Why August?
I think in our discussions, it really had a lot to do with the weather. Probably our best opportunity to avoid, the fog and different things that this. When I tell folks in industry that where we're doing this, everyone says, that is where the Navy back in 1940.
The blimp station,
bad weather experience. And I'm like, we're
hey, maybe you can do a cloud seeding presentation, too.
I think weather-wise is probably best time. It is summer school. The kids are out of school, and we've got a good opportunity, I think, to, we really want the kids there to be able to get them hooked on aviation.
Well, so. It's before the county fair, right?
Yeah, it's right before that. We kind of looked at two different schedules when you were asking about different aspects of this, Brian. One is that local schedule. We want to try to avoid things like the fair and Oyster Fest and all the different activities and fun things we have to do in our community throughout the summer. But we also had certain targets. Dennis, with being the legend that he is in the air show industry, knows everybody, and everybody knows Dennis. So he's really helped us where we're novices to doing this, unlike him. He's helped us and guided us to, hey, you want this act, this is the best as far as, Sequoias, which is a twin ship act that we're going to have. Hey, this is the best P-51 Mustang pilot.
He's the producer of the show.
Yeah, we want this person and this particular aircraft. And those folks all have their own schedules throughout the summer, too, where they're going all over the country. And doing their routines and practicing and then doing these air shows. And so we wanted to try to identify a weekend where we were mitigating conflicts there too.
Well, I would think that there could be a perception people have that the group travels around together. And it's not a series of independent, it's not cats coming together, it's dogs traveling in a pack, and that's obviously it's not the case.
It really isn't, and that's kind of what makes the airshow industry so unique, is that it's not just a travel and you see the same thing every time. It is different. And I think, like in this case, Cody just touched on it, call me the producer or whatever, but the event's being put on by the locals here. I'm just offering a little assistance, helping them get trained up and all that. It's not some out-of-town promoter coming in to do the show. I'm just helping them get off the ground and running. So this is a community event put on.
Well, the thing that I see with a quality production or producer is that nobody knows who you are by design. you're the guy running around getting extra extension cords. all the things that make it smooth and that make it look easy. That's really where the expertise and the experience comes into play. And you have somebody like Cody out in front doing the tape cutting and the how you doings and the that kind of stuff, which is ideal because then it really feels like it's a super local when in fact you're not seeing the machine unless you look behind the curtain. Well, and then you understand really what it takes.
I'll just be cleaning the bathrooms and picking up trash doing my normal routine. Well, I'm not going to be cutting any ribbons. But I do want to touch on what Dennis said as far as the local aspect. This is not going to go off without a lot of local volunteers. And so I would just ask folks to, you know, we'll be out doing some big pushes to try to make sure that it goes off without a hitch. And yes, Dennis is the guider of, you know, trying to make it seem that way to everybody that attends and causing those awe-inspiring moments for young people and all attendees. But we need the community in a big, big way to step up to help us pull this off, to create those moments for the kids and the next generation of aviators in Humboldt.
I suspect that we'll probably be hearing a little bit about that down the road.
Yeah. And Brian's going to bring his truck, and he'll be volunteering for sure.
I was thinking more the airwaves, but okay. Fine. We'll have two trucks going down down the roadway. One is going to have a larger target than the other. I just had a weird thought, and I don't know, Dennis, if this has ever happened, but you get everybody amped up, right?
Yeah.
Is there ever a thought to bring in some of the movies and have them in the local movie theaters to accentuate? I mean, I would think Saturday night after the dark, you know, unless you're going to light everything up and do a night show.
Yeah.
Something like that where you're kind of, you know, feeding the frenzy a little bit too. A
couple of the larger events I do, the week-long kind of things, we do have movies. We bring in some cases, the actor, in some cases, the pilots. Like, Steve Hinton's going to be here flying at this show. He's, you know, I don't know if you've seen the movie Devotion, but it was a great movie about the Korean War.
Actually, I was thinking about Airplane.
But we'll have the aerial cinematographer and the actor and the pilot all talk about the movie and everything. So
kind of like not a workshop, but a discussion or roundtable kind of thing.
A little behind the scenes look.
Oh, that's all right. So you got me. Oh, and again, this is the second weekend in August.
Yep, August 10th and 11th.
So I'm sure there won't be any secrets and everybody be aware of it. But,
yeah, absolutely.
Thanks for coming by, guys.
Thank you, Brian.
See everybody tomorrow. This presentation of Talk Shop was recorded at a previous time for playback today.